John, welcome to the show.
David, I am fired up to be here.
Sounds great. Well, John, I like to describe a plateau in business, and frankly, it's a plateau in business and in life. When the gap between where you are now and where you dream to end up is not getting smaller, but or not getting smaller fast enough, in actuality, it may be getting bigger. And especially for people who have some experience, if the tools that they're using aren't working to help them smash the plateau, it can cause a lot of anxiety and a lot of fear, especially when our media and social media in particular makes it look like our peers are achieving breakthrough success left, right, and center. With that in mind, what's a personal plateau that you have smashed?
You know, I had a big personal plateau back in 2012 of getting out of what I kind of considered, you know, the traditional path that I was kind of brought up thinking I had to get on, whether that be, you know, through the Army, then law school, then corporate finance, then commercial real estate, thinking like those are my options. Smashing through that plateau and, you know, becoming a solopreneur, just somebody that had an idea and then wanted to kind of see that idea through. You know, for me, that happened just to be a daily podcast interviewing the world's most successful entrepreneurs. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, but let me pursue that idea and get out of that kind of traditional mindset of like, hey, you can be A, B, or C, but there's nothing else. And like that was a plateau that I really rebelled against for 32 years of my life. But when I smashed it, I knew there was no looking back.
And what did it feel like when you were about to take that first step?
That's terrifying. You know, it was absolutely terrifying because I felt like I had turned my back on my family, my friends, my loved ones. I felt like I had turned my back on myself. And by myself, I mean my past. Like I had spent 32 years, you know, building up to be something. And now I'm going to do something that, you know, really I had no experience in. I had no learning in, no education in. So like what was everything that I had done the prior 32 years? So I'm turning my back on myself, on my friends, on my family who, you know, thought that I was going to be, you know, a lawyer or this corporate finance star or this commercial real estate stud, whatever they thought, like it was obviously not going to happen the way they thought it was going to happen. And it was scary because I knew that if I failed, there was going to be a lot of I told you so. So there's going to be a lot of like, you know, well, that's obvious. Like, you know, he's going to come back to the fold now. He's going to go back to the grind. He's going to go back to, you know, hating his day-to-day job like the rest of us.
Yeah. And what did you hear from those who were closest to you when you told them what you were about to do?
That it was a big mistake, that, you know, they wanted the best for me and that this was not the best for me, that, you know, I'd spent the majority of my life gaining a certain kind of knowledge and type of experience and that that was not going to be well utilized in this entrepreneurial podcasting venture.
So what was the strategy that you employed to be able to overcome what you were feeling, that fear, that anxiety, what you were hearing from people around you that gave you the wherewithal to actually pull this off?
Well, there's a Jim Rohn quote that you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So simply put, I started spending time with other people. I stopped spending time with people who were naysayers, who were Debbie Downers, who were Don Doolittles that, you know, were surrounding me in my prior life. And I joined a mastermind and I hired a mentor who was a successful business podcast host. You know, my mastermind was full of successful entrepreneurs. And so now I'm surrounded by people who live in this world, who have a can-do attitude, who have a mindset of abundance. And I said, wow, these are inspiring, enthusiastic, successful, hardworking, fun people. This is the kind of life that I want. This is the kind of day-to-day that I want to be enjoying and incorporating into my life. And by changing, you know, the average of my five people that I spent the most time with, that changed everything.
But John, what steps would you advise somebody who is facing exactly what you were facing when you were 32 years old, that I've been pursuing a particular path, it's not doing what I think I need it to do, everybody around me tells me I should keep pursuing this path or else, and I know there's got to be a better way, and I've got, there must be a way to achieve the kind of success that I want and also help to make me feel good at the same time. What steps would you suggest to our listeners?
Well, number one, give yourself space. And by give yourself space, I mean you have to take yourself out, excuse me, of that go, go, go mentality of waking up, you know, your nose is to your phone, your social media all day long, your television, your phone, your computers, your this, your that. You got to take a step back and you have to give yourself the space to think. You know, for some people, maybe that's, you know, meditation or journaling or just breathing or going for a walk, whatever it might be, you have to give yourself space to actually think. Because once you think, then you can maybe start to come up with an idea of something that excites you, of something that you're curious about, and then say, hey, let me kind of start to go research now these areas that I'm excited about to see if there's people actually doing something that fires me up in that area. And then once you find that person that's doing that thing that you want to be doing, you know, that's the mentor that you want to seek out. That's when you reach out to people who are currently doing what you want to be doing in this world, in this area that you're curious about, and you say, hey, how can I be of service to you? How can I add value to your world? How can I be mentored by you? And guess what? 99 out of 100 people are probably going to say, hey, listen, you know, I'm too busy. I don't mentor like XYZ. That's fine. Like, you have to find that right person. Ask those people that say no for a referral. Get to that place where you can either trade your time or money or both to be mentored by somebody who is currently where you want to be. Because guess what? It might not be where you really want to be. And once you spend time with them, you'll find out sooner than later. Like, for instance, I know so many of my friends that are currently nurses right now, and they don't like their job. And I said, well, didn't you find that out when you, like, you know, mentored a nurse when you first thought about, you know, becoming a nurse? They're like, I never mentored a nurse. I just had this assumption that being a nurse was like being in a surgery room, like handing scalpels to doctors. And it's nothing like that. And I'm like, oh, like, this, we have to like go in eyes wide open to what we're doing. And you're not going to get there without finding a mentor.
Any other steps?
Getting into a mastermind. Like, finding a mastermind of like-minded people that are excited and inspired by the same things you are.
Let's talk for a little bit about the whole idea of a mastermind and also the idea of a mentor. What do you think specifically a mentor or maybe a coach can help you with versus what a mastermind or a group of people can help you with?
So how a mentor is going to work is they've been there. They've done that. They are currently successful at what you want to be successful in the future. So they know the mistakes that they made. They can help you avoid those mistakes. They know the pitfalls. They can help guide you around those pitfalls. And they also know what worked. They know the shortcuts, you know, and by shortcuts, I don't mean, you know, to get around things. I just mean like the ways you don't have to waste your time. You can just go directly to the source, like actually taking that shortcut instead of taking the long, lazy, kind of boring, incorrect way around. And so that mentor can be your guide, can be that kind of voice in your head, can be that person that says, listen, this is the path that I took. This is what was right about it. This is what was wrong about it. That mentor can connect you with people in the industry that can be completely invaluable as far as what you're going to be doing in the future. It's so critical to be taking those steps with the right person who has been there and done that. Now, a mastermind on the other side, that's with like-minded people. That's the people that maybe are a couple steps ahead of you in the game, who others who are a couple steps behind, a couple that are at a very similar place as you are right now. That mastermind is going to be a place where people share their struggles, their obstacles, their challenges, ask for advice, for you know, guidance, you know, for support. That's what that mastermind does. That's what that mastermind is there for, so that you can think outside the box, because not everybody necessarily is going to be in podcasting or on social media or in investment or in health, whatever that topic might be, but they're going to be in all the different areas. And so you can kind of get that outside the box thinking that can help you move forward in a really powerful way.
What are your thoughts, John, about being in a paid mastermind versus one that is not paid?
I think there's great value in both. I mean, I think everybody should try to find a mastermind that nobody is investing in. And that mastermind should be 3 or 4 people. And you should be meeting on a weekly basis at a minimum. And what I like about that free mastermind is because if you're able to find the right people, you know, your other mastermind members are there because, you know, you want to improve your personal business and the business of those couple of people in your mastermind. And the powerful thing about having only 3 or 4 people in that mastermind is that once a month, at least, you'll be on the hot seat, meaning that you'll be able to talk about your biggest business problems and they'll be able to help you find solutions and connections and ways to make it through. Then, you know, it's great to be part of a paid mastermind as well if you're at a place that you can afford that. So, you know, you should definitely proceed at the level that you're comfortable with and that you're able to. But if you can invest in a paid mastermind, what's great is that you know that other people in that mastermind have invested in themselves. And so that they're serious. They're going to take things seriously. And the people that are probably running that mastermind actually have the money and the revenue to do some cool things and to really make sure that, you know, this is going to be a well-run investment for the people that are within, because of course it's going to be successful when the mastermind members are able to stay in, and the mastermind members are going to be able to stay in when they're finding success, when they're growing, when they're able to see ROI, return on that investment. So I like both for those different reasons. And I think if you can find the right one of both, then you're on the right path.
That's great. And John, it seems to me that there's been an explosion of people who call themselves business coaches. Because of the internet, it's really easy to go online, create a simple website, and try to market and sell yourself as a coach. What are some of the things that entrepreneurs should try to suss out or maybe avoid if seeking a coaching solution?
Yeah, I think, you know, really having that one-on-one conversation and really being able to kind of listen to the authenticity and the genuineness of that individual and really asking the tough questions and seeing what their actual history is and how they can show their wins, their losses. And then asking for some, you know, some references and saying, hey, can I talk to some of your past mentees? Can I talk to some of your current colleagues that would speak well of you? And, you know, really kind of do your background homework and make sure that you're getting to the bottom of it and really trying to make things happen. And let's be honest, like you said, it's true. Like anybody can just kind of slap up, I'm a life coach, I'm a business coach, I'm a podcast coach. And, you know, their levels of expertise will vary. So, I mean, it's really on you, the individual, to make sure that you're doing the behind the scenes work that needs to happen.
Great advice. John, what can we look forward to from you in the near future? I know you've been really successful with Entrepreneur on Fire. What's coming next for you?
You know, I kind of take things slow, one project at a time. And right now I'm really focused on a current book that I'm writing called How to Finally Win. And this is a book that, you know, has kind of been brewing in me for a long time. It'll be my first traditionally published book. So, you know, it's kind of been 5 years coming. I wanted to wait till I had kind of the right vibe for the right book. And I think that this is it. So I'm kind of heads down right now working on that book. And I'm looking forward to release it in the latter part of 2017.
Sounds great. Well, good luck with that. And John, how can listeners learn more about you and follow you?
Well, all the magic, David, happens at eofire.com. I have a lot of free courses there on goal setting, on podcasting, on webinars, on funnels. So if you're looking for some great free training and content, eofire.com is the place to be.
Sounds great. And listeners, check it out. John, thanks so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau. My guest today has been John Lee Dumas, founder and host of EOFire. Thanks again, John, for joining us.
Thanks, David.
Thank you for listening to Smashing the Plateau, the podcast produced by Tend Strategic Partners. I hope you enjoyed our discussion. Have you ever hit a plateau in your own life or career? If so, let's talk. It would be my pleasure to take you through one of our free half-hour discovery sessions, where we'll get to the bottom of what might be keeping you stuck and how to move things forward. Just give me a call at 212-731-0770. That's 212-731-0770. You never know what you might find out.